Also nami, ti adaita de purim udi yoivlei, adaita de midi achrina lo yoivlei. Maybe they're different. People that gave money for tzedakah for Purim, they meant to give the money for the sudas of Purim. And when the Gama gave the money to the Neim also, it was like told the Feirish, you're supposed to use this money for the sudas Purim. That's why it's not allowed to use it for something else. But maybe if it wasn't spoken out to Feirish, maybe you're not called a Gazlin, the fact you're Mishana, Midas Balabayas. Rashi says, V'chivon delava daita dochi yoyiv, since the owner did not give the money for another purpose, he only gave it for sudas Purim, nimtza moyes pecheskas bailim. That really the pshat is the original owners still own their money. Chutz min hayotze mesudas Purim. Like they didn't stand give the money away for tzedakah. They made a condition like, I'm only giving this money now that you're allowed to use it to buy yourself a sudas of Purim. See, if you take the money and use it for Purim, very good. But if you don't use it for Purim, it's like it still belongs to the original owner. That's why you can't do something else with it. But another case, like in our Mishnah, where you took it, you rented the chamor, maybe even if you're Mishana, maybe you're not called a gazlan. So there is no proof, this Rameya. Elo Rav, the whole Rameya, different Rabbi Meir. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why not Mishnah Rabbi Meir? Hanoi saying, Dina Leoni, if somebody gives the money to an honor to a poor man, Likach Lecholik, that he should buy himself a shirt. So Lochriz, Leikach Letalis. He is not allowed to buy a talis. Talis, if you give money, you give $10 to a nani to buy himself a talis, he is lo yikach lo cholok. He is not allowed to buy himself a shirt. Mifnei shemavir al daita shabalabayis. Because he's doing different from what the balabas told him. So this is Reb Meir. That also if you're mishana, if you change around, midas balabayis like a gazlin. Tomorrow says no. Vidilma maybe shani yosan here also is different. The yosan le mechshadei. So they come here, the reason is because there's a chshad. Rashi says, "Yos mechshed lebalabayis." They'll have a chshad. They'll think something's wrong with the balabayis. Why? To know the vein of mekayim that he makes a neder and he doesn't keep his promise. She shomu olo shomu likach talis. People heard the way this balabas told the yoni, "Buy yourself a talis." So they thought like the balabas is mechayiv himself to give the yoni a talis. And later, when they see he doesn't have a talis, they'll think the balabas doesn't do what he said. So that's why the yoni bedav has to buy the talis, but not because he's called a gazlin. When it says Shani Yosam the Yosla Mikshadei, the Yamrayinshi people will say, Oh Mapalnya Zavnina Le Levusha Liplanyaniya. This Ruben said he made an eder, he's gonna buy this on a shirt. Fulay Zovanla, he didn't buy him. Inami, Savnina Le Glima, buy him a coat. Fulay Zovanla, he didn't buy him. So maybe that's why the Yoni can't change to buy something else. But there's no proof to roll over there's such a luck of Mishan it's called a gazlin. Tomorrow says no, if that would be the Pshat, in plain is so, listening should be learned mifnei achashad. It should have said clearly, the reason why the yoni can't change around is that people shouldn't be choshed of balabayis. Nay mifnei shemavra das balabayis. What does it mean to say the reason is because he's a mavra das balabayis? What does this reason mean? Shemaminim, here there's a proof, mishum deshonihu. The reason why is because you change from the das of the balabayis. And the klal is, v'chol ha-mavra das balabayis, whoever goes against what the balabas told him, hadash balabayis is nikra gazlin. So kids, this is the Rabbi Meir that holds that whenever you go differently from the conditions of the balabas, you're called a gazlin. So that's shown the ratio of our Mishnah also. That if you went different than the condition of balabas, no matter what you did, you'll be chayiv. Right. Now the Mishnah says, asech res hachamor. If you write hire a chamor, v'yavrika, and lightning strikes it. My vavrika, what does it mean vavrika? Hokhe tagimu norisa, lightning. It's like an honest, and the balabas has to give you another one. Ravam Rava says, avzakas. That means that the animal became paralyzed. Rash lines, hatoloyim eslia ragle. Like worms went into its leg, made its legs paralyzed. And therefore, it's like an honest, so the balabas has to give him another one. Hahudi yomalu avzakta bimilsa demalka. Somebody said about the king's clothing, there's a worm there. Rashi learns, risi ash. I saw some worms that are eating up the clothing of the king. So the people said to the king's men said to this person, Pamai, where did you see him? Betli kesev or betli dav? In silver or in gold? So Rashi says it means betli kesev means kli pishtan, flax, it looks like silver. Betli dav or gold means kli tzemer, wool. shetzeven, and that colored like gold. So, ikadiyamri saminsa betli kesev amar. He said he saw it in the silver and the flax. For katlu, when they killed him. So Rashi says, of course, shein ha'shoich akli pishtin. The worms don't eat your flax. And ikadiyamri sam sino betli dehab amar. They said, he said that I saw the worms eating up the wool. Vishavku, and they left him alone. That could be. Then the Mishnah says, Loishinasu on Geria, let's say the king man took it away for the taxes. Again, you hired, you rented out a chamor, and the mill they took it away for taxes. Is Zaymalay Reshnach Lefanecha. You have rights to say back to the Bala boss, here it is, go and take it. I don't have to pay you more. Omarav, Loishonavilla ban Garia Chazeris. Only ban Garia that eventually they give it back. Rashi says, Hevelay Kemesa Nishbra. That's like it died or it broke. Avalangarya Shena Chazeris. But if the king, they take away the tax that you don't get it back, then chayev lamed lechamor, then the owner has to return you another chamor, he has to give you another one. Again, this Rashi said, on the guy, if the taxman take it away, and you won't get it back anymore, so then you have a right to come back to the balabos and say, it's like the animal died, I want another one, I rent it from you, you have to give me another one. Hu shmul amano, vein agar yechazeres, vein agar yechazeres. Whether the taxman returned it or not, in the derech alicha nitla, they took it while you were traveling. Then the owner has to give you another one. So Rashi says, "Shekein derech angar yenaita chamor shozer homalach bailo achreo v'chol chamor shapoga barishin nitla matzla shalai v'sheni chayzer." In other words, if it's on a derech of the road, so then the derech was the king's man would take the taxman to grab it away from you. But if you be smart, you'll follow him. And later, when he's going to meet up another one, he'll take away the second one and leave yours alone. So you'll be able to get it back again. So then the Baal HaBos does not have to give you another one. He has the right to say, you should have watched after it and got it. Mashiach, they took it away, not on the road, then it's lost, you'll never get it back. Then the owner has to give you another one. Mesli Adakash, it says, Asikh Reskhamov, you hire out, you rent out a donkey. The freak and lightning hits it. Oish Nishtasa, it became a shaita. Is I Malay Resh Lak Vanecha. The Baal HaBos has right to say, here it is. Mesa Fadoi the Shinasa Sangari Yachai Lamad Lechamor. The owner has to give him another one. So Vishlaim of the Rav Lakasha. Khan, the steerer here, it says he has to, here it says he doesn't have to. Khan, Beyond Gary Yachazeros, Khan, Gary Shanachazeros. One is talking about the taxes do not give it back. And one is talking about they do give it back. Elul is Shmuel Kasha. Shmuel says there's no difference in both places. You have to give him another one. So it's a steerer. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me the shmul now because when Shmuel says no tira, can't she b'derech helichos anitlo? Can't she b'derech helichos anitlo? Maybe also the difference is whether it was done on the road while you're traveling or not while you're traveling. As we said before, while you're traveling, you should have went after him, and then you'll get it back later. So the Baal HaBos does not have to like give you another one in between. So Shmuel says no. Hamid Tony Seifer, Rav Shimon Elazar Weimer, in b'derech lechos anitlo, oyim le'er resh loch vanecho, v'yim la'av chayv la'am lechamor. That's what Rav Shimon says. Mashmo mechlal d'atana kamo lo'ishon alei. That there's no difference. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So Gemara says, Amulach Shmuel, la'av mi'ikar Rav Shimon Elazar v'koray kavasi. I hold like him, hanod yamek Rav Shimon Elazar. I hold like him, that there's no difference. He boy said another terrace could be cool Rav Shimon Elazar he. The chasur mechlal something is missing, but the way it should have been learned. Hasoch Rav Shimon, if you ha, you rent out a chamor. The reek and lightning hits it. Or nishtas, or it comes a shaita. Oy malay resh lach vonecha. Yet the owner has the right to say, there it is, I'm not giving you another one. Mesa v'day zoy shenasas angariyo. Chayiv lamad lechamor. And then the Baal HaBos has to give him another one. The med of Rabbi Mur Ramuz said, shalei v'derech lechosoy. When they didn't take it while you were walking. Nitla, avo nitla v'derech lechosoy. Took it while you were walking. Oy malay resh lach vonecha. You have the right to say, resh lach vonecha. The Baal HaBos could say, here it is. Diva Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Show Rabbi Shimon Elazar Weimer. In b'derech hilucha nitlef, it was taken away while you were going on the road. Oy malay resh lach lefanecha. V'yim loy chayv lam loy chamor. For the Gemara, mi matzas mukos like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, could you say al mishtah gozak Rabbi Shimon Elazar? For like a 20 rosh, it says in the resha, ha'asoych resh chamor, if somebody rents out a donkey, ve'ev rika and lightning hits it, oy shenistasa, becomes a shaita, becomes wild, is oy malay resh lach lefanecha. The Baal HaBos has the right to say, that's it, that's the one I gave you, it's in front of you. I'm not going to give you another one, that's it. Now, either Rav Shimon Elazar Weimer, Rav Shimon says, that HaSoich HaRes HaChamor, if somebody rents a chamor, liquor v'leho, he rents it to use it to ride on it. Vivrika, and lightning hits it. Oishinitzasa, or else it becomes a shirt, it becomes wild. So it says clearly that Chayev Lahamid Le Chamor, the owner has to give this renter another Chamor. Or it's a stira. So my interest Shani.
If you made a beferish Tanai that you're taking on it to ride it, so then you need a Chamor to ride with. Like that's what you want to go. So if so, now if the lightning hit it or became wild, that you can't use it for riding, so that's not what you rented. So in such a case, for sure, the Balabas has to give you another one. But if you didn't speak out clearly, you want to take a lirka v'lov, then it's not Porsche, the Balabas has to give you another one. He has the right to say, Harei Shalok L'Panecha. All right, turn over.
Omer Rapa says, O Klis Kuchis, if you borrow glass, Kilirka v'ledomi. That's like you're taking it to ride on it, to use it. And if it's taken away from you, the Baal HaBos would have to give you back another one. Why? Because glass is also meant to be used. You want to use it right now. If it's taken away, you don't have it to use. So the Baal HaBos, you hired a glass that was taken away from you, so he has to give you another one. Omar Rav Abar Rav Huna. Omar Rav. Ha'asech resach amor likav olehil. If somebody rents a donkey to ride on it, u'meis aloi b'chatzi aderech. Half the way, it plopped on you. Renegade, get to us if you hire, you rent a car. If you rent a car, in the middle of the road, it dies on you, the car. Is nice and light, choroi, shechat yaderech. You have to pay the owner for half of the road, half of the trip. Like you rented the car for the day, for this trip for $10. And it only made it halfway, so you have to pay him $5. V'yemay olavela terumas. And you only have complaints against the balabos that he rented to you a weak donkey. Like if it died in half of the way, the saddle must have been weak. So you have a right to have complaints against the balabos, but nothing more. There's no din imamnus. So what's taken then? What's the case talking about? If it's possible to rent another one, like all the way along the road, there are donkeys too hard to rent out. So if so, what's the bid then? For the Gemara Terum is my avidite. Why should you even have complaints against the balabos? What went wrong?
Like here, if you rent from Hertz and your car drops in the middle of the road, you call up the Chayes as another Hertz station and they'll give you another car to finish off the road. So what's so bad? You shouldn't even have to have complaints either.
Either Shrik Lagurei Latru Mesmabrite, either Lo Shrik Lagurei, if it's not possible to find other donkeys to rent out, if so, Agra Boilem Esavlei. So you have to pay him at all for the using it half of the road, like it's not worth anything. He got stuck in the middle of the road. He had no Hanor at all. You're better off not taking it at all. I shouldn't have to pay even for half of the road. I got stuck in the middle of the road. It's not worth anything. Tumor says yes. We're talking about it on the road. It's not shchiach. You don't find other donkeys to rent out. The Baal HaBos has a right to say like this to you. Listen, if you would have just wanted to go till here, lav agra boyis lemesiv, wouldn't you have to pay?
In other words, you have to travel 10 miles. Now, to get 5 miles is worth half the pay for you. So the Maisi, you went 5 miles. Even though it's not where you wanted to, you didn't end up in the right place, but the Baal HaBos has the right to say, in the while you were using the donkey, you got someplace. You got half the way. Therefore, since you used it that much, you have to pay me for it.
Now the Mosh says, Hechi dummy. Yeah. Idi omalei chamor stanif. When the owner rented out, he said, take any chamor, chayv lam lechamor achar.
Like when I rented a chamor, I just said I want to rent a chamor from you. So if one dies in the middle of the road, pshiti, you have to give me another one. I didn't say which one. I said you have to give me a chamor, so you have to give me another one.
Idi yom lechamor there. If he said I want this donkey, im yesh bidomeo likach yikach. If he has enough money to buy another one, rash likach by chamor kolshu yikach v'yishalim darkoi to hashiv lechamor there. If the chamor dies, he has to give him another one. So Maisa, you should have a right to sell this chamor and the money, buy yourself another one. If you could buy yourself another one, that's what you should do. No, the leftover money, the nevela, is not worth that much. You can't buy yourself another one. But if you have enough money to rent, rent another one. We don't use up all the money. We're not mechal yeter karna. All right, we'll stop here. Go with this again. You're holding off Ayin Tet Amud Aleph. Can the talk more? We went over again, but we did already. Yes, the first shalom we had there again was, again, if you hired, you rented out your chamor, and if a reek again, it became blind. Does game a shaita? Does he have to give you another one in between? So he had a kasha, if you take it to write on it, he has to give you another one. So Mar's teretz was, lirka v'leshani. If you take it to write on it, so riding on it means he has to ride, he has to have eyes. If the animal became blind, he can't see where it's going, that's like nothing. If it became a shaita, he can't walk straight. So then for sure, if you hired, rented one, the owner has to give you another one. The Mar says again, Amar, papa, klis chuches, kilirka v'levdami. The same thing, if you have a glass, like if you're moving glass, so an animal that's blind, or an animal that's straight though, if he'll move around, he'll break the glass. Like you need a normal chamor to move your glass. So then for sure the owner has to give you another one. Omar Rabba Barafuna. Omar Rab, Hasikhar has a chamor likabalel. If you rented a chamor to ride on it, Umaisla the Chatiderach, and the chamor died half the road, Noislaischarash Chatiderach. You have to pay him for half the ride, half the road. You took it for $10. They only went halfway, you have to pay him $5. We ain't all about terumos, and you only have right to have complaints against the balabos. Now, hey, Chidon, what's the case talking about? Edish chiyach lagurei, if the place that you got stuck, you could rent another one. So you sold terumos my vidatei. Why do you have complaints against the balabos? You didn't lose anything out. You paid $5 here, and you rent out a chamor another $5 and get home. So you didn't lose anything. Edish chiyach lagurei, agra, if the place you got stuck, you can't find another chamor to rent. His soul, why do you have to pay him at all? Like he had no enjoyment at all. He got stuck in the middle of the road. That's not where you want to go. Tomorrow says, we're talking about the place that he got stuck. You attack, can't find another chamor to rent and to go further. Now, the question is, why do you have to pay for half the road? The chura, you didn't get what you wanted. You shouldn't have to pay anything. The Teretz says, Mishrim Diyomalei, Ilu Boyis Lemesi Atochi, if you would want to go just to here, Lav Agra Boyis Lemesav, wouldn't you have to pay the $5 just to get to here? So therefore, Lemesi, you have to pay me $5 there for the trip. So the Kashra, the Gemara Teretz is a Pella. But Lemesi, you don't want to go here. You want to go someplace else. What do you mean? If you would have wanted to go here, half the way, you would have paid to get here. True. If I would have wanted to go there, I would have paid. But Lemesi, I want to go down to the next city. So what do you help me for? So Tyson says the pshat is, Tyson says that first of all, that it says you can't rent another chamor at the same price, but it'll be hard to. But if you would have worked hard, you would have been able to rent it. So therefore, you should have rented and go further. Or else Tyson says the pshat is, that you're taking on your chamor now, merchandise to sell. So pshat is, you got stuck in the middle. Where you got stuck, you could also sell it there. That's what the Gemara means to say. Like your whole journey is to sell the merchandise. The mice, the way you got stuck, you could also sell your merchandise. So therefore you have to pay me for as far as you got. If where you got, you have nothing from it, you won't have to pay anything. Nothing more it says. Hey Chidon, what's the case talking about? If he said, I'm renting any chamor from you, then for sure the owner has to give him another chamor. Chamor zeh, I'm taking this chamor. So the chur depends. What happened? That chamor died in the middle of the road. So, im yesh b'demel likach, if the value of the nevela, if you would sell it, you get money, and you could buy another one, a cheaper one, so v'adi yikach, you'll have the right then to buy another chamor and use that chamor. Like, what do you got to stop for? L'tzricha teretz is, v'shein b'demel likach, that the nevela, the dead body of this chamor that died, is not worth enough to buy yourself another chamor. That's why you have complaints to the balabos. What you do to me, I got stuck here. Fred Gemara though, im yesh b'demel liskor yiskor. But listen, true, you don't have enough money to buy yourself another one, but why don't you rent? Sell the nevela, you get yourself $5, now rent another chamor to go the rest of the road. So, you should be able to do this. Gemara says, no, Rav the time, Rav goes according to his own time. The Yom Rav, the Rav says, loimach linon karna. You know, we never end off the karen. That means, when you rent the chamor, true, he has to pay you back if it dies or something, give you another one, but you have no right to ruin the keren of the owner. So when the owner gave you the chamor, his keren, the capital, is this chamor. If it dies, the nevela is the capital. So you're not allowed to take the money of the nevela and use it to rent out another chamor, and then you'll have nothing to give back. That's called machal yakarna, you're ruining, using up the capital, that you have no right. The Yitma, we learned like this. Haseicher es hachamor. If you rent a chamor from your friend, umeisala b'chat yederech, and the chamor dies in the middle of the road. Omar Rav, Rav says, im yesh bidomim likach ikach. If the nevela is worth enough that you'll be able to buy yourself another chamor, very good, do it. Liskor, if the money is only enough to rent out another chamor, al yiskor, you're not allowed to use up that money to rent out another chamor, because that's called mechal yekarno. You're using up all the capital of the owner. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, af liskor, yiskor. Even if you only have enough money just to rent, you're allowed to rent. So Gemara says, b'may kamiflagi. And what do we argue on? B'may kamiflagi. Rav sov Rav holds, loy machlin karno. Rav holds, you're not allowed to be machal yekarno. Who Shmuel sova, machlin karno. That's the svara. When you rent something, when you rent a chamor, so are you allowed to, is the chamor so meshubah to you that you're allowed to even use up the keren, you're allowed to use up the capital, or no, you're not allowed to use up the capital. Meisvei havakasha. It says, aloha gemor leidom, yovash ilon. Let's say the tree dried up. Oy niksas, or else it got cut down. Shneya masurim boy. Both the malver and the labor is also to it. This is the case where you lent money to somebody. He was alavor, and you took back a mashkin from the labor. He gave you a tree back. The Rashi learns, Misha Mishkan Ila Mechaberu. He gave you a mashkin to pledge his tree. Kiani Mashkanta Disuryo, the cost of a Mishlam Shnilin, Tevagari Doblo Kesef. That the deal was, I keep the tree for the next 3 years, let's say, and after the 3 years, you get it back, and you don't owe me the money. In other words, I'll eat the fruits for the next 3 years for the payment of the loan. And now the tree dies, or the somebody knocked down the tree, it dried up. So Lokharish Neyam Asurim by Rashi says, that means you can't knock down the wood and burn the wood. Not the loiva, not the malva, because you'd be mechal yekarno. So neither of them could use up the wood. Ketzad yasa, what are you supposed to do then with this wood? Ketzad yasa, yikach by karka. You're allowed to buy karka. Vu'oichal peris. And he eats peris. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to buy karka, and with the karka you buy, you could buy it to use the peris. So it's not called mechal yekarno. For the Gemara v'hoch over here, even if you buy now a karka of somebody else, when it becomes yovel, lamaisa, the karka goes back to the original owner. When you buy karka, the locher is, you only buy it until yovel. When yovel comes, it goes back to the owner. Says so, the yehoko, the chimot the yovel, when yovel comes, the property goes back to the original owner, is so the kokal yakarna. And so there's a you be machal yekarno. You're using up all the money. The maisa, this tree now, what do you do with the tree? You chop down the wood, you sold the wood, and you brought a field. But the field only stays by you until yovel. By yovel, the field goes back. When it goes back, you have nothing from that first tree. So you be machal yekarno. So what's the Gemara's kasha before? You can't chop up the wood. You be machal yekarno. By buying a field, you also be machal yekarno. So Gemara says, you know what we're talking about over here? The Zovin Leil Shishin Shon. The Zovin Leil Shishin Shonin. He bought it for 60 years. He bought it more than 50. He bought it for 60 years. So what? The Yom Rav Chizda. Yom Rav Ketino. Minayin L'moicha Sodei L'Shishim Shona. How do you know if you buy a field for 60 years? She'ein Chezeros B'Yovel. It does not go back to the owner by 50 years by Yovel. It does not go back. Shenem Mother Posek says, you're not allowed to sell your land latzmisos forever. Latzmisos, you can't sell it. When you sell it, it comes back by yovel. We dash it like this. Mi shein shom yovel nitzmasois. Ye shom yovel ein nitzmasois. That means if there's yovel involved, it's nitzmas. If it doesn't have a yovel, then it's nitzmas. If it has a din yovel, then it's ein nitzmas. What does that mean to say? Yotze sezu. That even though there's no din yovel there, it's not nitzmas, means it doesn't stay by the person forever. You only sold it for 60 years. But since you only sold it for 60 years, it does not go back to you at the end of yovel, but the sale continues on till the end of 60 years. Yovel doesn't stop this. Yovel only stops something that if it wouldn't be for yovel, the sale would be forever. That you can't do, so then yovel stops it. But if you only sell it for 60, 70, 80 years, then we say at the end of 80s, then you get it back. So it doesn't come back by yovel, only at the end of 60 years. That's the Gemara's question. But safe, like so what? L'chimot shishin shonin. when it comes to the end of 60 years, again, the field goes back to the owner. True, it doesn't go back by Yovel, but it comes back at the end of 60 years. So again, at the